Blog Talk Radio.
That is the theme song for Brock Bucks and the Bird podcast, where Tarek Brock, a brother, a mentor, and a friend of me, is in Washington, D.C. as the Pirates start the season 4-0, first time since 2018. I'm feeling jolly in Los Angeles producing this thing. I know he's feeling great. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 15 minutes goes by quicker than running. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the groundwork down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic, Tarek, the first thing I want to say is congratulations on that sweep down in Miami. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? This show is being sponsored by, and man, there's a lot to talk about.
Man, you know, good morning to you. Happy Monday, everyone. Man, just happy to join you guys from a rainy Washington, D.C. out here looking to take on the Nationals for the next three games here. You can find me, you know, online on X, T-A-R-R-I-K-S-R. On Instagram, it's first and last name, but at the SR, because I am a senior and have a junior. And on Facebook, it's just first and last name, and TikTok as well. And so I just want to thank our sponsors, the Cardio Grind out in Tarzana, California. And then also can't, you know, forget BMW of Pittsburgh. Man, thank you guys, you know, so much. And just looking forward to adding, you know, more sponsors and partners to the show here, brother. But how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And, you know, I will tell you this. I was on XM the other day, and I said, watch out. The Bucks are going to do some damage. They said, Mancini, you're the world's worst handicapper. I said, no, I'm telling you, there's a special buzz in the air, and you and I have talked about it. I know it just started. I know there's 150-something games left in the season. But, you know, you and the Yankees are sitting at the top over there at 4-0 in respective, leagues, but this is going to be amazing. You're coming back, scoring 31 runs, and this bullpen is only allowed one run in six innings yesterday. I mean, it's amazing what's happening. It's almost like you're paying these teams back that were punishing you last year.
Yeah, you know, going into Miami the last couple of years, we played some really tight games, you know, down in South Beach, where it went back and forth, and because they were the home team and had the last at bats, you know, they seem to, you know, pull it out. But there was something that changed for us, you know, the first game, you know, having come back, you know, several times and then getting a really good lift, you know, from our bullpen. As I said before, Jose Hernandez, you know, Aroldis Chapman, and then, you know, Luis Ortiz came in and pitched very well in those extra inning games. And it just carried on. And so, you know, we just did what we did, you know, as far as playing our game. I just saw yesterday we had two instrumental bunts, you know, that you know, propelled us to take, you know, a lead in extra innings. You know, we had a stolen base by Michael Taylor late in the game. And then, we had really good pitching. And I think for us it's just going to be pitching, you know, defense, sound base running, you know, and timely hitting is just going to carry our bar club this whole entire year.
Well, not only that, Rowdy Tellez, man, and you've seen him in the division with the Brewers and everything, comes over first year with you guys. He slugs a go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh. And, you know, that you thought, okay, this is going to be great. And then Nick Gordon came up and hit a pinch-hit homer to tie this for the Marlins. But, man, oh, man, having this veteran leadership with Tellez, with Taylor and Chapman, this is a boom for the young guys or the guys that are getting their feet wet now a couple years in.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It you know, like I said, you know, it definitely helps having guys with, you know, tires that have some tread on it that's been worn down, which has been pretty good. And I think it works both ways. I think, you know, our young guys can take and play off the wisdom of the guys that have been around and have won. And then I think our guys that, you know, that have been around for a while can, you know, tap into some of that, you know, youthful energy that we have here that just makes for a lethal, you know, combination. One thing that, you know, we'll still hold with that is it's still early. We do remember how last year started. And what we want to do is just consistently get better each game. You know, we start off, you know, everybody starts off even. But as the game goes along, we want to just progressively just get better and better and better. And then look up at the end of the ninth inning and be the ones that are closing out the game.
Yeah, and I remember last year, Cincinnati, Boston, and then coming home. And you're right. And you look at when you break these things down, you kind of look at the months. You kind of, you know, do your homework and kind of thought, okay, where was the struggles last year? What can we work on? What are the little things? What this team gave us a problem here last year at this particular junction in our schedule? What do we need to do this thing? And it's just basically sitting down there and getting the game plan down to a perfection, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is that. You know, I just think, you know, we came out so hot and we, you know, felt like we were sprinting and this is a marathon. And, you know, we ran out of gas. And so, you know, this year, you know, we had guys that was, you know, in a lot of new positions as well. You know, Jack Swinski, first time, you know, ever playing center field, let alone in the major league level. So there was just some guys there. And we didn't, in my opinion, have enough veteran leadership in the position player room, you know, to go with or back Andrew McCutchen. You know, to be go, okay, guys, hold on, it's easy. Oh, hey, guys, you know, and just not allowing those little things to slide that you might get away with for one or two games that all of a sudden leads to, you know, a skid. And then, you know, also, you know, having, you know, a solidified, you know, number one, you know, the stopper, you know, having a stopper that can stop those skids too. So, you know, those are the things that, you know, we look forward to seeing. And, you know, correcting this year.
And not only that, I can imagine the environment in that locker room yesterday after the win was Sister Sledge, We Are Family. Did you borrow something from the Pirates of the 70s blaring in the locker room? What is the slogan there? Because I can just imagine, and I'm thinking to myself, that flight from Miami to D.C. must have been exuberant.
I mean, it was a good flight. It's just a sense of, you know, business, like, you know, you know, we're on the road for the first seven to start the season out. We're just going to just continue to play and get better. Having that veteran presence, you know, on the pitching and on the hitting side definitely helps. But at the same time, you know, we don't forget where we were last year and just understanding it's a day by day thing. And that everybody has to do their job. And the resiliency is just not on an individual basis. It's collective as far as, you know, our pitching is dependent upon our defense. You know, our defense is dependent upon our pitcher pitching. You know, our base running is dependent upon our hitting to get on base. It's come into play. And I think, you know, you'll continue to see that, you know, as we go along.
Yeah, and now you're in a city, and we saw last week, and imagine – you know, when you're in the city, I know it's business, but then if you get some sightseeing in, the Baltimore Bridge, boy, what a tragedy last week. And then, you know, you're not too far from that. Cup of Java and walking around and maybe taking some sightseeing after you guys dismantle the Nationals.
You know, we do have a day off tomorrow, so we're just praying that we get the game in today so that we can have a full you know, off day and just be able to, you know, to get out and, you know, see, you know, a few things, you know, continue to, you know, prep for the next series that we have, you know, getting home with the home opener against Baltimore. But definitely, you know, I stressed to one of our young guys, you know, one of staff members whose first time is here. And I was like, man, don't let the memory of every city that you go to be the hotel and the field, like get out and experience and see some things, you know, why you're here. And so with that being said, you know, that's what, you know, what I'm definitely going to do. It took me a while to learn that lesson. And so now I just continue to just enjoy everything about every city that I can learn and explore and, you know, have memories about.
Now, what are you looking for in this national series? I know they were in Cincinnati, and, you know, you get them now, and I guess the same mindset that you had in Miami, carry over into Washington and, you know, go right after them. I mean, one inning at a time, 27 up, 27 down would be the mentality, I guess.
I mean, it's definitely the mentality. It was like, you know, the series that we just played is over. This is a whole different group, you know, that brings us a whole different set of challenges that we're happy to, you know, to meet and explore. So it just comes down to, okay, you know, let's continue to play fundamental baseball. You know, let's run the base as well, timely hitting, you know, play for, you know, the guys that are in front and behind you in the lineup. You know, I think we'll be okay. You know, these guys right here, you know, have more of their pitching staff intact. You know, we did see a Marlin team where, you know, we missed two of their guys in Alcantara and Perez. So, you know, these guys here in Washington have a really good bullpen. You know, they come out just throwing fire with, you know, with Finnegan and Harvey and Rainey. So, you know, we'll do everything that we can to come out and put together some, you know, good at bats, and just looking to get, you know, a good pitching performance tonight from Marco Gonzalez to start us off.
Yeah, can you imagine, you know, the way you guys roll and you keep continuing to roll and you really surprise more and more people. I imagine there's going to be some guys that are buying pirate hats across this country. Got to tell everybody they're pirate fans, but when you tell them that you know Willie Stargell or Dave Parker, they're going to look at you half cockeyed.
Well, now the way our BP hats are, it's reminiscent of, you know, the 79 team. So I think, you know, that'll be good. And, you know, we could tap into some of that energy, you know, that they had back then. And again, just give our city, you know, something to be, you know, proud of and excited about, you know, throughout the whole entire season.
You know, we're down to 3 minutes, and I can't help but think of the, you know, the president's race in D.C., and you're going to be watching it. But if you had to throw four pirates in that to win that race, who would win that thing in one of those costumes?
in the costume. So, I mean, since we're in D.C. and, you know, we have Michael A. Taylor on the team, so I would throw it in. I think he'll have a really good chance. If we had a healthy Ji-Won Bae, you know, he would be in there as well. And I think people sleep on Jack Sawinski, but as he gets going, you know, in the distance that race is, he'll give everybody a run for their money. And then last but not least, I would throw in Jarrett Triello, JT. I think that'll be a really good race, you know, and just giving them those costumes without the fan blowing on the inside. To cool them off.
And, you know, Jack Sawinski reminds me of the true pirate. If they ever do another Pirates of the Caribbean, I could see Jack Sawinski with an earring there and the whole nine yards with the whole outfit. Man, oh, man, he looks like a true pirate.
Yeah, he's good. You know, it's like you couldn't have anyone better, you know, to have on your team and your staff. He might be quiet, but he's a huge competitor, and he's a guy that, you know, pulls for his teammates, and, you know, you just got to love it. It's what makes for a good culture, you know, on the ball club.
Yeah. Bleeding black and gold. You had a great Easter. You're in D.C. We're going to reconvene the home opener this Friday when the Orioles come to town, and that's going to be exciting. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, the sponsors and everything. Man, oh, man, I love you, and I'll be pulling for you and listening to you tonight.
Man, just like a Vegas show, I'm performing daily at first base out there at PNC or on the road. You can, you know, find me on X, and I'll start getting online and posting some stuff. But it's just first name with SR. Instagram, it's just first and last name with the SR. And then on Facebook, it's just first and last name on there as well. Again, thank you to the Cardio Grind. Wish everyone that's showing up at the gym this morning, later on, a couple hours, a great workout. And then, you know, can't forget BMW of Pittsburgh. We love those guys. Appreciate those guys. And so just looking forward to having a good day here in the nation's capital.
Yep, and seeing you Friday. Legends never die. The Bucks are the winners, man. I can't wait to that home opener, man. That's going to be something listening to 2,500 miles away. He's Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Thanks for listening. We'll reconvene on Friday morning, same time, as the Bucks will open their home season with the Orioles. Five-game series. The Orioles come to town for the weekend, the Tigers. And then these guys are right back in the East Coast again, Philly and New York. Till then, archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to the podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. Tarek, have a great one, guys.
Thank you.
Have a blessed one. Thank you.